The Ramban, The Story of Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman.
Written by Yaakov David Shulman. Narrated by Fivish Rothbard. Book published by CIS Publishers, Lakewood, New Jersey. Audiobook brought to you by A Maggid's Market. Narrated audio for the Frum family.
Prologue. Pigeons hopped on the stone steps leading down to the bay, pecking at scraps of fish. The glassy water flashed bright silver under the glare of the morning sun. Tall ships bobbed in the harbor, crowded amidst fishing boats. On the dock, women with wrinkled faces under thin white kerchiefs crouched amidst long yards of yellow fishing nets, darning the tears in the material. Among these were the cries of the fishermen, standing next to mounds of hake, cod, clams, sardines, and octopus, whose salty odor the stiff breeze blew across the waterfront. A cluster of men stepped down to the bay from the 3- and 4-story white houses, wearing fur trim mantles fastened at the shoulder with clasps. Hundreds of Jews, distinguished by their beards and the patch of yellow cloth they wore on their chests, spilled forth to the wharves. Behind the men came the women, wearing fine linen chemises, silk tunics trimmed with fur and embroidered with gold thread, and mantles edged with gold lace. Even their fine leather shoes were worked with gold. Gulls circled in the bright blue air. The sun was beginning to blaze down on the city, and the fishermen squinted as they looked up from their work. At the head of the crowd walked an old Jew, dressed in an unadorned black mantle, a broad hat on his white hair. He walked steadily forward, not looking back at the brightly whitewashed houses or the sprawling green mountains that lay behind them. He was 73 years old, but he walked firmly. For a moment, he leaned over and asked the man at his side a question. The man pointed to one of the ships rocking at port. It was a merchant ship, painted a bright canary yellow. Sailors were climbing high up in the rigging, and others hauled casks onto the deck. The old man nodded. In the jostling crowd, a Jew wearing a fine woolen coat leaned over to the man standing next to him. "That's the ship there," he murmured, "the one with the carved face at the helm." The word went through the crowd. Men craned their necks to catch sight of the 60-foot vessel riding high in the water that slapped at its sides. At the shore, a fisherman with a flat face and a thick chest called out,
"Who's the Jew?"
Another fisherman scooped the guts out of a trout and flung them to the ground.
"It's the head rabbi, and good riddance."
He picked up another glistening fish and neatly sliced it open, sprinkling scales in a silver cascade to his feet. Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, the elderly Jewish rabbi, stood at the shore and looked down at the sparkling waves of the sea that stretched out to the horizon. The sun scorched a molten path onto the water, as though one could step onto the waves and walk to the horizon. At Ramosha's sides were his sons Yosef, Nachman, and Shlomo, and his son-in-law Gershom ben Shlomo. True, he had to leave Aragon, but he could have remained close to his family, perhaps in Toledo. The thought of his children and grandchildren, whom he would never see again, twisted in his heart. "Like a raven who is cruel to its children," the Talmudic phrase whispered in his mind. His ship rocked languidly amid the bustle of the fishermen, the housewives with baskets in their hands haggling over red bream, shrimp, translucent soles, baby octopuses, purple eels, and oysters. Gulls swooped down and snatched at the scraps of discarded fish and crab legs as sailors swarmed over the ship, swinging high above the water. A half mile away, another procession emerged from the whitewashed houses. Snatches of a Latin chant were blown to the Jews by the cool sea breeze. A group of Dominican priests, dressed in coarse cassocks, their hair tonsured, paraded down the avenue, some of them holding censers, the smoke of whose incense was snatched by the wind. Behind these, a group of men struggled under the weight of a statue. The Dominicans caught sight of the crowd surrounding Rabbi Moshe, and they raised their hands and shouted derisively. From the tall cathedral steeple, bells sounded the hour in a rumbling, brassy tone. Rabbi Moshe shivered. The Dominicans, self-proclaimed watchdogs of God, had sought his blood and succeeded in chasing him out of Aragon. Wherever he might run, he might find more zealots with the ascetic faces of martyrdom, ready to torture and kill in the name of love. But Rabbi Moshe had resolved to travel to a very distant place. In his commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, he had ruled that, even in this time of exile, it is a biblical commandment to dwell in Eretz Yisrael. No longer would he continue to dwell on the soil of the nations, which the sages had decreed unclean. The future was uncertain, but he would attempt to fulfill God's will as he could understand it. Here in Spain, he had been born and raised. Here he had learned and taught, served God, and meditated. Here, he had inherited the revealed and hidden traditions of Torah. Here, he had tried to make peace between the defenders and opponents of the Rambam's philosophy. And here, he had defended Jewry against the attacks of the Christians and apostate Jews. He had been surrounded by the smell, the breeze, the soil, the people of Spain, for his entire life. This morning, he would leave behind this life. He would set out like a soul entering the womb on this ship that would carry him to his new life at the end of his days, the Holy Land. This land already seemed a phantom. Its heavy trees, its fragrant lilacs, its dreamy shadows in the corners of alleyways. The people of this land, so solid, feeling, filled with life, seemed a shadow play, an illusion of smoke that the quick wind would whip away. Girona, Barcelona, their blue vines, their mauve sunsets, their orchards of heavy figs, their whitewashed lanes. All these were already fading, as though the exile itself were withering away. There were the voices of the people around him, a troop of jonglers playing flute, viol, harp and bagpipe, the brilliant sun flashing on the bay. Rabbi Moshe gazed at all of them. He looked about him. He was surrounded by his friends, his colleagues, his sons, and, among the women, his daughters. These he would miss most of all. The crowd pressed forward. The sailors on the ship were hoisting the sails. No more would Rabbi Moshe see Girona, the city where he had grown up, nor this port city of Barcelona, where he had met with King James. No more would he see his friends and family, his colleagues and students. Steadily, Rabbi Moshe walked forward. Each step seemed to take him 1,000 miles from the life he had lived. And the silver twinkling of the sea before him dazzled his eyes.